can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We're going to roll straight into questions, and our first question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Clint. You're plus four, going to Bristol, five straight top tens, a runner-up earlier this year. How confident are you of moving on now since you're going to a racetrack with that kind of pedigree for you and your team?
Yeah, I mean, time being, you know, frustrated with tonight. It was a challenge. We struggled all night long. We was just off the beat. But at the end of the day, we're still in it. We got to go to Bristol and perform. Like the racetrack, you know, we got some top tens going, and we're definitely better, but we got to be great next week. We can do it. That's a good track for us and a lot of fun and, you know, track that I feel like I could win at someday. So there's nothing to be scared about going to a track like that. Just got to go there and have fun with it like you always do on a short track and race our asses off, and hopefully that'll be enough.
Since you've run twice at Bristol this year, do you think you guys got a pretty good idea? You know, here at Richmond, you kind of roll off. You haven't raced here at all this year, but you've raced twice at Bristol. How much does that, or is that going to help you because you've done that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we haven't ran the short tracks as good as I'm accustomed to running. We've got to find something, but we can't panic and shoot ourselves in the foot either. We just got to, to go to Bristol and have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Okay. Our next question will be Jeff Gluck. Jeff Gluck, go ahead.
Yeah, Clint. What is it about Richmond that, you know, there weren't any cautions tonight except for the stage breaks? Why does it race like that?
My opinion is the tire. I think it was it's something's not meshing with the track. You look out there on the racetrack and all night long, it's had a lot of racing on it this weekend, and it looks like a highway out there. There wasn't putting any rubber down on the track, they got to do a better job of that. That's unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. I'm a fan of this sport, and we're going to ask fans to come back here one of these days. We've got to put a better show on than that. We can't have it run there lap after lap after lap with no cautions. Something's got to change there. And first thing I'd change if I owned it would be the tire.
Thank you.
Okay, the next question will come from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Clint, you're not a stranger to this position on the bubble. What's the keys to getting through it?
I just do the best you can. Don't make mistakes. We've cleaned a lot of those mistakes up that I spoke of going into the playoffs, and we're still in this thing. But for me, it's nerve-wracking or whatever, but it's also fun. Fun to feel that way. Keeps you, keeps you alive. I mean, that's what racing's all about. That's what competition's all about. You go into a weekend and it's just no big deal. Hell, that ain't any fun.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one final question for Clint from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell. Mitchell, do you have a question?
Going into Bristol with being in the position that you're at, do you go in there trying to be safe or do you go for the win?
You always go for the win, bud. If you're in contention, you always go for a win. I've never went to a racetrack thinking I couldn't win. Day that happens, the day you won't see me anymore.
All right, Clint, we appreciate you joining us. Safe travels home and best of luck in Bristol.
Thank you.
All right, and to all the media here with us, Austin Dillon has arrived, and we're going to be bringing him in the room now. Stand by.